ראיתם, מנפור לפורה נסתדת, ישמח. Maybe not. Is it 144? Is it 143? Maybe not. Different there. Anyway, it's Rei Samach Zayin. No, 141. Sorry. Rav Stein put the numbers on top of the Oysam of Hoshim. You can't see it so well. Page 141. Goy Koton, Im Yesh Lo Av, Yochol LeGayer, V'Mein Lo Av, U'Bol LeGayer, O Imu Meviyoso, right? And Bezdin MeGayer Loso, Shachsu Solo, V'Zoch Lodin Solo Bofanov. Finish here today. Koton, Shegiru Oviv, Ben Shegiru Bezdin, Yochol Limchos Meshayagdil Meindina Ki Yischo Mumor Ela Ki Ger. What's he talking about here? What's his business? Av Meviyo, Imu Meviyo. What's so? We have to see the Gemara. Someone had asked a question there.
I'm
sorry. You have to go a little bit louder. Yes.
The family
doesn't want another. The mother is wearing a cross. My sister Hoyada was involved. Right. The mother is wearing a cross, mamash. Not any intention of changing it and putting on a shaitel. Right. That's the problem. They don't want gelus. No, what's the solution? Grab the little one, right? Yeah. Push him underwater, make sure you take him out in time, right? And fine. Is that an answer? Right. That's what we're talking. So look at the... Your day is two in the mechaber is two in concepts without any warning. Im av meviyo, imu meviyo. So what's that all about? You not look in the Gemara. So look at the Gemara on Ksubas Yud Aleph. Right, that's on page 154. Fabulous Gemara, and here you have that wonderful Rebor Ber, the Bicha Shmuel. And the Chaim's analysis here. The Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hagieres Hashvuye Vashifcho Sheniftu Venisgairu Shtachu Pchusos Mibnos Shloshonim. What happened there? Gieres Pchusa Mishloshonim. How did she become a Gieres? She's not 3 years old yet. What happened to Kabbalah's own mitzvahs? A 2-year-old, you taught her the mitzvahs, so now she's Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. What is it all about? Right. That's what the Gemara comes to explain the Mishnah. How's the Shaya talk about a Geres Prus Mizgimu Shonim? Omar Rav Huna, Ger Kotan Madbim Lo Soal Das Bezdin. Lovely on Das Bezdin. Bezdin became all mitzvahs for him. The whole sugi of Ger Koton requires just simple pshat. Look at Rashi. Al Das Bezdin. Shlosha hava bitviloso kidin kol tvilas ger, right? Yich gimu. Look at the lashon of Rashi. Behein nasin lo av. Varehu ger al yedehem. And then after that, the test that Rasha uses is an interesting test. Umago, right? Beyayin kosher. That's a nice way to differentiate between a goy and a Jew. Right? Haven't touched a bottle of wine. If the bottle of wine stays kosher, then he's a Jew. If it comes yayin eser, he's a goy. What does it mean, Bez Mekabel Olam? That's what it means. Very simple. I'm sure we're not prepared to do it. But there's nothing wrong, Halpi Alochet, to go outside and grab here in the Dominican Republic on St. Nicholas Avenue, right? You grab a bunch of little ones, you take them to the Broya Mikveh and dunk them, and they become Jews, period. The Goyim did it to us, made Goyim out of our children. We can do it to them now, make Jews out of them. Imagine to be a Dominican Jew living in Washington Heights and on St. Nicholas Avenue. Yeah. Why? Because Chusulu and Zochlodam Shlobafonov. So Tosfos comes and asks the obvious question. How do you do such a thing? It's nice to say it, but you can't do such a thing. How do you pose Judaism on a little boy? B'teimo, Schi is mitam shlichus. Right? So I like to think, Zochel Adam Shlo B'fonov, that's what Gemara says, what's the big chiddush? I'm sorry, go back to Gemara. Om Ravun, Geakotem Advin also does best. Maika Mashvalan, Dishusulo Vizoglon Shlo Bafonov. Tanina, I know that. That's not a Chidush. Rova said it. Zochel Adam Shlo Bafonov. Ben Chovin Lodom Ella Bafonov. Zochel Adam Shlo Bafonov. Right? Means that the Minu Shlichus, the way Tosfos learns. When a baby comes out, the first cry that the baby makes in this world is a cry for help. And what the cry says is, whoever can help me, you are my shliach. There's automatic minu shlichus p'schus. If it's a schus, there's an automatic minu shlichus. Natural law. Don't need a new legalism for it. The klal is zochlan. So Kabbalists and ask the question, but it's still a din of shlichus. And how can it be a din of shlichus if you hold, you say schi mitam shlichus, keeping the schusolo, right? And on Sunday, that he wants to do it, the overly shliach, that he wants you to be his shliach. But when came, but still, how are you zochlan lekoton? Hello, ain't shlichus lekoton? And Tosfos gives two terutzim. If you people haven't learned Ksuvos recently, it's well worth to spend a little time on this. And the Tosfos, and then especially Shita Mekabetzes on this Tosfos, has on this Gemara rather, has Belshem, almost all the Shitas possible, how to analyze the Schus for a Kotan. What does Tosfos say? Teretz number one. There's no schus for a kotel. Schi is mitam shlichus. It's only mit rabbanon. Rabbanon stepped in and said, "With mit rabbanon zochel." If rabbanon zochel lo, and then what happens? He'll give kedushin. He'll grow up. He'll give kedushin to a Jewish girl, and she'll become a kudeshes mit rabbanon. We mit rabbanon. Yeah, rabbanon. Look at Jesus, right? In Tomar Hecha have a ger mit Rabbonon, b'shrein lo b'bas Yisrael b'kedushin k'dushin, homan ator ovet kechovim hu. Yesh Roma Yehozi yesh koach b'yat chachovim lakadov min atora. That's one sheet in Jesus. The second sheet is, I think, I don't know if it's underlined by you. I think I underlined it in there, right? Towards the end of Tosfos, Ulfi Svorim de Garcinim, Bomitsiya, Schiyad Miu Isle, Vlo Goras Midrabonim, Mosulameima, Isle Schiyam in a Torah. Vyovit Kochovim, Kotan, Kivin, the boldest guy, Hashminulaki, Israel Kotan. I, he's still a goy, have trouble problem. He's a Kotan and he's a Goy. There's no Schiyah for a Kotan, no Schiyah for a Goy. So how? Oh, no problem, right? Alpha gab the Schiyah with Tam Shlichus, they know Shlichus Mena Torah, Hanem Ida B'Dovich Esh Puk Sas Chova. Right? Like Lahafn Shumos, I'll explain that in a minute. Right? Avol Kshus Chus Gomor Hulo. If it's a Schus Gomor, yes. So you have a Machlokas, two Shittas. Is there schiyah midoraisa for a koton? I declare schiyah mitam shlichus and shlichus and shlichus the koton. No, schiyah is different than shlichus. So, Borber quotes. Take a look at Bicha Shmuel. I don't know why it's all the way down there, but on page 199. Look at page 199 there. In the first paragraph, where he learned, he points out the two shittas in Tosus. Nimso, the bein lefi tirz rishon, bein lefi tirz sheni, have a schiyah mitam shlichus. Right? Nevertheless, if what? If schus gomohu, afilu main schiyah mitam shlichus, gamkein isladin schiyah. You have that at the end of the first paragraph. What does that mean? So, again, time doesn't permit to go to this. I'll just give you the maskona. He quotes the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's analysis is Shchi is always mitam shlichus. Right? But shlichus has a limitation based upon a posuk. Kein tarimu gam atem. Gamatem l'rabo shluchachem, as we learn shlichus from Gamatem, and ma'atem b'nei das, from b'nei das, ma'atem b'nei, ma'atem b'nei das, b'nei bris, also shluchachem b'nei bris. So it can only be shlichus for Yisrael, not for a goy. That's mitam shlichus, he says. And badai, Schiyah mitam shlichus. But who says that Schiyah mitam shlichus has to be from that pasuk only? That pasuk only has the limitations. Therefore, ma'atem b'nei das, meaning gedolim, so shulcham have to be gedolim. But I can have a Schiyah mitam shlichus, right, not based upon that pasuk. That pasuk merely says it's possible to have. It's possible to have shlichus. The din of schiyah mitam shlichus doesn't mean it has to have those limitations of gamatem, and therefore you can have schiyah mitam shlichus, but a koton could be a shliach because the limitation of matem b'nei das doesn't apply to all forms of shlichus. It applies only to this case of schiyah mitam shlichus. Otherwise, not sum up here. Look at the last paragraph. Shriyim mitam shlichus, apirush. Ein a parsha mechudeshet b'din ha-shlichus. Therefore, ein a mechulekes midin parsha shlichus b'ashvo. Avol yishchiyah lav mitam shlichus. Apirush means it is not the old posuk gamatem, but it's a shlichus mechudeshes. It's a new aspect of shlichus called shchiyah. And that's not limited by the posuk of gamatem. Therefore, a koton could be, there could be shchiyah l'koton, and that's the second pshat in Tosfos, that the shchiyah is a shchiyah midoraisa, that the hadin of shlichus limited to be a bardas, to be a godol, that is not necessary consequence from the concept of shlichus. Shchiyah comes with shlichus, but shlichus does not require to have dafke of a bardas. I can have a koton also. Why? He said because it's a natural law kind of schir. It doesn't require much seichel to want someone to help you. A godol needs, you need a godol badas because there could be a tzad chover to it. What's the tzad chover to it? For all he knew, I wanted to give only chita achas poteres esakhi. I want to give just one sheaf of wheat. He decided to give beinoni, echod mechamishim. Therefore, there's a question, what was intent? Once there's a question of intent, you need das. But something which is a schus gomorulo, there's no question of intent. Because everybody, 100% of people, would be willing to have such a shlichus. And therefore, by schus gomor, that's the second pshat of Tosfos. That's where by schus gomor, I don't have a chsoron when that you're dealing with a koton, and you don't have a chsoron, you're dealing with a goy, because it's kind of a gita v'yodo born kachas. Since he's a goy only in transfer, he's on a transfer to becoming a Jew. Therefore, we don't treat him as a goy. We treat him al shem sofo. Therefore, that's the hezbo for this. No, what's it got to do halacha lemaisa then? So we have here an opportunity, right, to do geiris for a koton because of a kind of a natural laws here. Do you need his willingness? You don't need his willingness. But it has to be a schus gomorulo. Now, what's the schus gomorulo? So here's the union. If the father brings him, then what's his choice? The father brings him, I'd like to learn pshat, and the father's also megaya, although it's not necessary to learn pshat that way. That makes it easier to understand. The father's becoming a Jew, and he brings the boy, his son, to be a Jew. What if the son says, no, I don't want to be a Jew? Would it occur to him, no, he's going to now grow up in a household where everybody's turned Jewish, he wants to remain a goy? It's not possible to think such a thing. Therefore, it's what badais chuz gomholo, to follow what the family is doing, and therefore the geiris helps. But you need a chuz gomholo for it. That's the key. So why is it chuz gomholo? Because the father is bringing him. The extent where he says imu, the mother is bringing him, they're not prepared to, the bechava is not prepared to say that that's a chuz gomholo. Question is, Bizman Azeh, is it Chuz Gomor Hulo, where the father is not becoming Fum? There'll be no Chuz. What Chuz will you have? The house is not going to change. They'll serve Chazar every morning. Will this be a Gevus? The answer is almost certainly yes. That there, technically, it will be a Gevus. Kind of question the schus gomorulo. I'll analyze that a little bit further. Look at the second half, which is the also key to the whole analysis. Can he change his mind later? The little boy grows up inside. It's not a schus for him. He met friends who are not Jewish, right? He'd rather be. He grew up in a Jewish house. The father was Gaia, mother Miss Gaia, right? Now he decides that at the Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't want to be Jewish. Look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Omar Rav Yosef, back to Gemara and Ksubis Yeralev. That's page 154. Higdilu Yecholon Limchos. When they grow up, they can change their mind, right? When, again, just jumping quickly, but even shegdilo shachas velo silva shuv eina yichol limchos. But once he becomes bar mitzvah, she becomes bas mitzvah, and then noheg minag yehudis or minag yehudi, that's it, one chance. Now at age 14 he wants to change his mind, no good. Then he's only yisrael shachoto yisrael hu. He's like any other Jew who's doing aveiros. What does that mean? Halacha l'maisa, in our, I'm focusing on the current situation in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you think that these kids won't change their mind? You tell over him he's now Jewish. He grew up in a house that's not noig minig yadus. Then what happens? He's going to go ahead, go through the procedure. and then change his mind. What have you gained by it? I mean, I don't know if he has to change his mind. He won't be knowing as a Jew. That's automatic change his mind. So the Chasam Sofer comes up with an analysis, a beautiful analysis here, that I say the child is how relevant it is to the current situation. But the halacha is important, meaning you have to know this halacha, because in the normal circumstances, when we deal with geirus, we're dealing with a geirim where the parents are coming, want to be geirim. Our problem. I was involved a few years ago in a geirus of a Swedish family. Involved meaning in the social contact with the family. I told you I'd never involved myself in adult geirus there. But a wonderful family, unbelievable story where they lived someplace. You know, Sweden is not exactly a friendly country for Jews, and these are Swedes from way back, and living out way in North Sweden, Jännerikveld there, and on the internet they learned about Judaism. They kept up their studies of Judaism on the internet for years, a whole family with five children, and finally ended up in Muncie, came to Muncie to see what it is possible to live like Jews. No geirus yet, nothing. They finally went to Etzchol, they were begeirah, the whole family at once. That's after one of the boys was in the koil already for years, right, without being Jewish. Yeah. Just testing Judaism the right way. Yeah. Really, Gary said that you don't find too many such circumstances there. You go ahead and you begeirah a child in a family that wants to be Jewish, there's not much of a problem. Question is there a possibility of Yochol Limchos? So comes the Mechaber Paskens Yochol Limchos. Look at the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer analyzes, and actually we can save time a little bit, because the Pisri Tshuva in the Yerudeya quotes this Chasam Sofer. It may be easier there, but I want you to catch a nice lotion that he uses here. That's page 218, 219. Okay. Shaila that the Chasam Sofer had was, how can you make a bracha on Tfilas Ger, a Ger Koton? What if he changes his mind? It'll be a retroactively a bracha l'batola. Okay, you make Tfilas Gerim, and it turns out that this child is end up a goy. So I see, guess quickly if you can. See this lotion. Yeah. And maybe just if you look on page 219, the top of the first two of the first column. I'll fill in the words that are missing. It says Romaise Klal, right, Sheyocho Limchos. Zedas Bahag Varif Begacholis Maisaho de Ravhune de Log Kirav Yosef. Here, Rav Yosef said, "Im yochol limcho, im higdilu yochol limchos." He says, "You in Perek Acholet, they bring the sugi of Ger Koton. No mention about yochol limchos." So what the Chasam Sofer is basically saying is, Machlokes, the two Moris are in conflict, and the Rif and the Bahag, passing like the Gemara in Yevamos, no mention of Yochol Limchos. So number one, who says Yochol Limchos? once the geiris is done, it's done. There's no yochel limchos. There's a nice lotion that you like to call your attention to it. He says, even though Harosh per kama the ksub is shom hiksha al arif, mikom makom lav katlo kanyo ba'agma hu harif. He's not a fellow who you send out a Puerto Rican to cut wood in the swamp. See, you think that rif is a gornish? So the Rosh Arakash on the rif. So that takes away the rif. He said, you have the rif and you had the Bahag. And what does he conclude? That if the father brings him, if parents bring him, ain't a yochel limchos. Never a possibility. Not that he has to wait and see whether he's a godol and he accepts it then. But there's no mechor possible, period. It's important halacha. If indeed you can convince the parents, and I think there'll be no problem whatsoever, since parents who don't want to be religious, but that it's to the child's social advantage to become a Jew and be recorded as a true Jew on the Misrat HaPinim records, they'll agree to do it. And then Ein Yochel Limchos. That would be a major, major step forward in solving the problem, which you're afraid of. What is Stan his bolulus of Jew, non-Jew, mixing up, you don't know who's on first, what's on second. You don't know whether he's Jewish or not Jewish. By getting all the kids that are less than bar mitzvah, all the girls less than 12, and you dunk them, that generation, right, will be a Jewish generation who's irreligious. But halachically will be Jewish. And that's the big advantage to it. So, see, in the tshuva of in the Egos on page 185, Shver relates to this and doesn't agree to what I just said. He doesn't think there's any solution to that problem. Well, he doesn't believe that the samsofa should be api aloche. Look at page 185. It becomes an unrealistic solution. Look at on page 185, the left-hand column, the second paragraph. Right. There he says, Aval kishalo yodiyu osam harayuchol limchos l'olam kols mancha izrada. He says that when they become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, you have to tell them, you know, you have a choice now. You want to remain Jewish, not remain Jewish. And if you don't tell them, well, let it just develop as it's been, you leave it to be. And then when they're 40 years old, they learn about the fact that you can be mocha, you can decide not to be Jewish. Then they can not decide not to be Jewish, and it's retroactive. Then they never were Jewish, and yenom yenesach, all the wine they touched all along, becomes yenesach. That makes the solution a little bit impractical. But that's the ego. Chassam Sofer doesn't say so. So Mashreel wants to learn an important shot in Chassam Sofer. And you get a chance to see yourself. He says it's still based upon Schus Ulo. And what kind of Schus Ulo means? Schus Gomer Ulo. So he questions, what kind of Schus Gomer is it? Lechatchile. To have a fellow become Jewish in a house where they'll serve ham and eggs in the morning. Where does Chus Ulo come in? The answer to that question is it a Chus to be a Jew, an irreligious Jew, better than to be a religious goy? That you need a little bit of chauvinism to come in to the analysis. And in other tshuvas, the Shvera hints at that in the question. They are adopting children. Should you or should you not? Right? Is it a schus to let a child who's being adopted by an irreligious couple, Jewish couple, is it a schus, right, to go through a gerus for that child to grow up in an irreligious home? Or do you say it's better to be an irreligious Jew than to be a goy? That remains open. But of all the attempts or whatever attempts people have made to make a dent in that child, which is a devastating social problem in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, we see what's happening now. Kids have been ready with each other for a whole generation. You think there's no intermarriage there and with kids who will be declared Jewish by the Jewish agency? That's been the problem. The tumult made by the army, by army gaylus, that's a minor infraction of the rules compared to what's been going on. When they came from Russia, someone stamped their passport as Jewish. They gave a regular Israeli passport. Didn't the French say Jew or not Jew? And therefore, everybody assumed they were Jewish. And these have their kids in school, they've met, they've married already, and so on and so forth. Well, I think properly, in this analysis, I want to call your attention to what is on the other side of the coin. Is it possible for a Jew to become a goy? Not for a goy to become a Jew, which is what we've been talking about. Was it possible for a Jew to become a goy? He wants out. Remember, the people came to Yecheskel Anovi, Perek Chof in Yecheskel, and said, "We want out. We want to be like goyim. We signed a contract, a covenant with Kodesh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. Who gave you permission to sign in my name?" And Kodesh Baruch Hu answers, "Hoyo lo siya," kind of, "will not be, will not accept your, you want out, you will not be." That incident, historical incident, deserves more attention than we have time to give. But essentially, the way the Akedah Sitzchok learned shot there, fabulous shot, that Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, "We're not talking about there, you're deciding to be a Jew or not a Jew. I bought you as a slave. Avodahein. I didn't free you from Paro. I bought you from Paro. And by buying you from Paro, you're my slaves. You want it out? Too bad for you. I'm not releasing you." He says, "If I release you, I have to release, you have to release me from my promise to Avraham Avinu. I'm not prepared to ask for that release. I'm not prepared to change my promise to Avraham Avinu. Right? You can't change your promise to me because yours was the promise. Avodahem, I didn't ask you to become Jewish or not. You had a choice. You want to stay by Paro? People stayed by Paro. They died out in the Yimei Choshech. Right? You had a solution. You came out. You came out as my slaves. And not, you have no free will, free choice to decide." He says, "Shavodahem." Well, that's it. But can you back off? Can a Jew decide not to be a Jew? So it happened once in our history. And according to some sofer, it happens every day. If you look in on page 146, a wonderful machlokes of the Rav and the and the Tosfos Yom Tov. It's a Mishnah in Nida, right? So look what we have there. Look how the Rav and Mishnah is. Look how he learned Shat. The Kusim were Jewish. We pass in the Ger Avoyos, they were Ger Emes. But Woman Amma says, no, it turns out that they were always Avidos, had a few little Getchkalach that they kept hedging their commitment. But it's Ger Avoyos, they were Ger Emes. And then they discovered that they're not behaving properly. Found they're doing a little Avidos on the side. So what happened? Who drummed them out of the army? How'd they become no longer Jewish? So that the Ksomim, the Kesem of a Kusi, is not Metame. Look what he says. So the Rav has it very simple. Kvar Nifsiko Halocha, I have it underlined there for you. Bizman hazeh gozo al kusim liyus kinochim lechol devreim v'kismeim tohorim kikismei anochim. How did that happen? Comes the Tosfos Yom Tov and asks, is that possible? That has been not possible. But koshili loma lo yitamei bo'el the whole v'geri emes. You mean the kisei not mitame? What about a kusi mitame? A kusi dropped dead. But oh hell, is he mitame or not? You say no, he's not mitame anymore. He's kenochim the whole devrayim. He says, what? How did that happen? Right? Yisrael gomeru ela shachoto. So achloma and ansvirel the gerai royos saying that maybe we hold me gerai royos mean they're not real. He used that expression meaning they're not gay. They were never makabel geros. But if they're makabel geros, a Jew can't become a non-Jew. What does the Rav say? Yes, he doesn't say that we question the Gerus, but he says what? Gozlu, right? Gozlu al Kusim. They decided to. So, take a look in the Chasam Sofer in Hilchus Tefillin. By the way, Rav Stein, I had trouble finding that page. I may miss another page for it. And then Adam found it. It got hidden over another page. Look at page 217. So should I move that up a little bit? I guess you put it with the Chasam Sofer. See, I put together the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is on two separate pages. I just put it together there for you. Look what he says there. I'm a Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay, are you with me? Nira lefi aniyas daiti. Sheyesh koach bechlal Yisrael lahotzi hamordim mechlal ha'umo v'yachzur lenochem. Dramatic statement. Af lahokel. What does lahokel always mean in Gerus? Kedushim. Kedusha of Einan Kedusha. He gave Kedusha to a woman, she could walk off, no need of a get. Right, that's the test of tests. A mumur is Bekara Shanisha, she needs a get. Here he says, no. Vizecha ledovo, right? Shehitel hem zayin ha-mitzvos, afagab delavrai gemuri, mokomokom kein nirali. Right? והם נימנו ונימרו וגמרו להוציאם מבריס ישראל לגמרי, right? ובגית in פירוש רש"י, יש לא מכיוון שפועת שמומו, I don't hear it clearly. I have it. Should use my copy, which is a little clearer. okay here. Ubegit in Pirush Rashi shehamosul, right? Porak ol Torah yeshloma kivun shemosul the tav harei mosach haveru gam lahaviru al das Moshe v'Yisrael. The load the porak ol Torah's kulu lo over hachi mutzinim beEzra, right? Yecham kol v'chusho v'hu yibodel mikahal hagola mashma shosir mechal Yisrael kach nirali. Unbelievable Ksam Sofo, La Lochim, it would solve a lot of problems. Not in Hilchos Gevos, but Hilchos Ishus. I can't tell you how often you have a case where the person doesn't want to give a get. Often by a ger situation. He was a ger, they got married, and then things fell apart, and he's no longer behaving like a ger. He went back Hechzer L'Suvo, according to the lochos that we learned, right? And Vadai, he still Yisrael Mumo, right? And Kedusha of Kedushin, and she needs a get. But if you accept what Chaim Sofer says, that a person who's porek all mitzvos there, then I don't need to go with the question, can you undo Gerus? I can undo Yadus, Gerus. Who will take the authority to do so? So maybe Ezra, okay, Ezra took, he says, that's what I'm trying, Ezra took the authority. See, Bodil Mikalagola, we threw him out, right? Drummed him out of the army, a dishonorable discharge. But the potential is there, and to me it's very significant. It's something that... Unfortunately, we're not prepared to talk about how you can get rid of some Jews. We're trying still to make a few. Can't afford to get rid of them. But that potential exists. It speaks well to the whole concept of Gerus, that Gerus is a act of Bezdin Shel Yisrael to sell, to give over to another person Kedushas Yisrael. And if I can sell it to you, right, I can sell it to you with the t'nai that you behave properly. And if you didn't behave properly, you didn't live up to your requirement of Gerus, then you lost, the contract is void. You're no longer... So, some sofas wouldn't to say that about a born Jew. Allah has come or come, you should be to say that about a Gerus. It speaks entirely different language to the whole concept of Gerus as we have it today. Right now, the emphasis has been, once he's a ger, that after that it's Yisrael Shachoto. It may not be so. Question now, people have the courage to make use of what we have of Mikolos for such a thing. Okay. Brings me to I don't know if we made a copy of this, but want to tie that in with it. I have it. I don't think you have a copy of it. Did we do about the Ovum transfer? Gave him, no, we never made that copy of that. You should get a copy of it. Okay. There's the simplest source of that. There's a... last year, in Nisan Tovshanayin, Hamayan had a quick summary. And that really is a summary of a beautiful halachic analysis of ovum transfer there in Yeshurun of Tavshanai, Nisan Tavshanai, and Yeshurun had maybe 120 pages on this shayla. What was the business? And the Mayan quotes it accurately. I'll read it to you, right? It was he calls it a p'tota, right? At a meeting of Rabbonim, there, and it says, Rabbi Yosef Shlita, Sheledaito, Beitza Shalisha Kovas has Hayachas Hayolud Bemikre Shal Trumas Beitzis. ורחם האישו אינו אלא מקור מקום חיצוני. That's the quote who's made it all over the newspapers in Eretz Yisrael, and this is summed up in this short thing of the Mayan. If you want, we can make it available to the boys to give out. What's he saying? Ovum transfer is in Eretz Yisrael, maybe more than any place else in the world. Namely, women who can't conceive because they lost their ability to produce fertile eggs are getting eggs from elsewhere. Right. Elsewhere, the Rabbanut doesn't allow eggs from a Jewish woman, or Shaila then of Arayos. So all eggs are from non-Jewish sources. And for 22 years, when Rabbi Yoshev Shlita Paskin, that Shaila 22 years ago, the ruling was the birth mother is the mother. The one who bears the child, the so-called gestational mother, is the mother. And that's how they were passing all along. And suddenly, last year at a conference there, and it was sponsored by Shai Tzedek, I'm not sure. It was a Rabbonische conference where Rav Sherman got up and read a psak from Rav Yoshev that the genetic mother is the mother. So that the lady who contributed the egg, right, usually a co-ed on the college campus, that's where the main source of ovum for donation are. You go to any university today, you see on the student bulletin board, you see advertisements from infertility clinics advertising for women to donate ova. That's a significant thing. I'm saying you can go on the internet and look up ovum donation, and you'll see girls advertising high well, they have high grades on something there, on GREs, high grades on GRE, blonde, blue-eyed, etc. $50,000 they want. The going rate today is about $15,000 for an ovum donation. Now, ovum donation, by the way, doesn't mean one egg, which opens a lot of nice shyness in our eyes, but usually a young girl, they stimulate with hormones, and she can produce anywhere between 10 and 20, 25 eggs in one session. Remember, the eggs don't come out. It's not like chickens laying eggs. The eggs got to come out by making a hole in the belly. So they have to go through a rigorous preparation, and they're entitled to be paid for it. Now it turns out that all those women who gave birth using eggs from non-Jewish sources, right, all their children are non-Jewish. Or error was made, the chatchile. They should have done a geirus l'chumra, but it didn't cost anything. I told you I'm involved in geirus up to 6 months only. They're usually from women with infertility problems that I was involved in resolving, and these women, we have bring the children, especially now we have two coming up there. Why? Because Pesach is coming. Yeah. They don't like the idea of taking a month old, 2 month old baby and throwing him in a mikveh. But Pesach is coming. And once Yontif is coming, you have a problem. You can't cook anything for the baby. You remember? There's an isu that the heter is Acha Sheyochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levada Yosef Lachem Lachem V'lo Lakum. So you can't even warm a bottle for the baby on Yom Tov. So if you're going to do a geirus, you got to do it before Yom Tov. So they should be comfortable to take care of the children. There. This decision to go with genetic motherhood, the way the secular world has been going all along, and to deny the gestational motherhood has now made a real chuvah. You're dealing with several hundred women that were involved in this problem. It's not a minor problem. I personally believe that the motherhood should be gestational motherhood, not genetic motherhood. We have no raya from the Torah who's called a mother. The mother didn't call such a thing. Right, we don't have anything. And misechel, if you had to choose between two, if you have any understanding of biology, you'll understand that the gestational mother is more of a mother than the genetic mother. Why? I gave the Hezbo once before. A genetic mother is an architect who gives a blueprint, and the gestational mother is the builder who builds the house. Who made a greater contribution to your house? The architect. You went in and bought from him a blueprint, then you handed it over to a contractor, right? And he has to hire the plumber and the electrician and the carpenters, etc., and he works for a year to build your house, and the builder of the house is the architect. All the little girl who contributed the egg, all she did is give a blueprint, and then the mother who bears where the egg implants, the mother has to provide the entire construction of a new human being. To say that doesn't count, and the genetic counts, if you had to choose between the two, it makes far more seichel to give credit to the gestational mother. Oh, it's a terrible. That's why you have to deal with a non-Jew.
Yeah, in other words, why is there a chashash of a raya? If the gestational mother is the mother, so you know who the mother is.
I'm sorry?
If the gestational mother is the mother, so then we know who the mother is, so what's the extra concern with the raya?
Ain't a chanami. It's only because we're going to chumbo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that doesn't apply, by the way, to a male. That doesn't do with sperm donation. Sperm donation is vaday. But it goes with the male there. So that's there.
Right.
But on egg economy, yeah, I think it's much of a problem. Nevertheless, we go to Chumrah, so we don't want to. There's another problem, non-halachic, and that is genetic. You don't want intermarriage of brother and sister. For genetic reasons, not only for halachic reasons.
I was wondering, just out of interest, this very building we were in, we honored very much the architect, not the builder. Meaning, like, today, one of the claims to fame and one of the reasons that a lot of money spent on this very building was the architect and not the builder. So I would think, when you think of the building, you think of the architect, the big name, isn't that true?
Don't think that way. Why should you think that way? He put a sign up. The carpenter, right? He was a Mexican illegal immigrant, right? So he didn't put his name. He put his name on the wall. The architect put his name on the wall. That doesn't give credit. The Kri Hashem on the wall doesn't make him into more of a builder than the builder. Anyway, that's the problem. I'm just sharing this fellow with you. Called the last point, call your attention to what's relevant, Minyona Dioma on page 220. You'll read it for yourself. Time doesn't permit. The big question there, if you take a look at page 220, I gave you there one from the Sefer Menosa Levi from Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, right, and the other one from Dafayomi thing that I picked up in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, and that is what the Gemara means, Moran Gittin, that the Bnei Homon, when it's Gairu and they taught Torah in Bnei Brak, some people think they're still teaching there. What do you mean? How is it possible? There's an Isur to be Megaya Amalek. One asked, "He can be guy and Monik. How did it happen?" And the simple tenets that they give is it wasn't the Bnei Haman, it was Benos Haman. that the daughters from Haman, right, they married into another nation, and in other nations it doesn't go with the matrilineal descent, it goes with patrilineal descent, and therefore they were B'nai Haman but no longer B'nai Amalek, because they married out of their nation there. Okay, we'll stop here.
Going back to this situation in Israel, you mentioned speaking to the parents about social advantage.